USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The second GOP debate happened Wednesday, once again, without former President Donald Trump and without much consideration of the rules.
Everyone just talking over each other.
That is what makes America great. And that is why we will end it once we win this election.
I have to jump in here. I'm sorry. There's one person on this.
This is infuriating.
I'm Corey Myers.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges. In a private lunch with Senate Democrats on Thursday, Menendez stated his intention to stay in the Senate but did not discuss whether he plans to run for re-election next year. Menendez and his wife pleaded not guilty to charges including conspiracy to commit bribery. Starting next year, fast food workers in California will receive a minimum wage of $20 per hour, thanks to a bill signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom.
We recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing. And that's an important point because we're not just about growth. This state's about inclusion. And that's the foundational principle we're advancing here today.
Come April 1, this increase will establish one of the highest minimum wages for fast food workers in the United States. Massachusetts police arrested a man allegedly running an illegal dentist office out of a convenience store. The Milford Police Department arrested Juan Hermida Munoz, 64, after an investigation revealed he rented a room in the rear of alternative convenience store. He offered examinations, tooth extractions, anesthetics, and cleanings. He holds no certifications to practice medicine and isn't board certified in dentistry. Munoz is being charged with unauthorized practice of medicine and dentistry. The convenience store owner was charged with conspiracy. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed this in a radio interview and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kristen Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump, maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election. Hyundai and Kia are recalling nearly 3.4 million vehicles in the U.S. and telling owners to park them outside due to the risk of engine compartment fires.
The recalls cover multiple cars and SUVs from the 2010 through 2019 model years, including Hyundai's Santa Fe SUV and Kia's Sorento SUV. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the anti-lock brake control module can leak fluid and cause an electrical short that can touch off a fire while the vehicles are parked or being driven. The automakers are advising owners to park outdoors and away from structures until repairs are done. I'm John Schaefer.
Bruce Springsteen rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss is recuperating from peptic ulcer disease in recent weeks here, and the doctor says take some time off. Springsteen assures fans that he is on the road to recovery and is eagerly looking forward to performing next year. Powerball rolls over again to $925 million for Saturday's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
The Florida Week to treat your boys. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.